Blog Talk Radio.
Who could resist the call of America's number one puppy food brand? With DHA and essential nutrients also found in mother's milk. Purina Puppy Chow.
Okay, knuckleheads, follow up. Coming to you live from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in at 516-453-9133. Press to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And it's I, the coach, D. Gibbs. How y'all doing out there? How's everybody going? Hope everybody's staying safe, level-headed. The first topic today is why. Why, period. Why? Why are we having multiple cases of mass shootings. Why? Why are innocent children being bombarded by bullying, violence, negativity, and ignorance? Why? Why, as we as human beings, seem to can't get along, whatever race, creed, religion, color? Why is gas prices almost $7? Maybe $5 and some change here. I'm giving you, normally, you know, the laws of percentages is anything over $5 is, you go round off to the next number. So $5.35 is $6, excuse me. Why? Just running around, running them up, acting like they ain't got no sense. You can put it back. Why are just people playing, you know, victim when they out here on alleged demon time? These are all questions. I'm just trying to get, I don't have an answer, but I just know that we need to go ahead and try to figure out some things. So we can start with the mass shootings. It's just bad. Like, you can tell me elementary kids can't go to school nowadays. Now we're going to have what, the armored guards, armored tanks and trucks out in front of kids' schools? But I don't see it. I see it getting worse. And then they came in here again tonight, today. They came in here today. They found some suspect outside another school with a gun. Is this a design plan? Or is it just a case of the state of us as the human race? How dumbed down degenerates we are. How people can't read a book but can read 1,000 texts. How, just period, we can't communicate. Our communication skills have been dumbed down. We don't even know how to talk to each other and have a formal conversation without it going through. I'm going to text you in 3 minutes. See, because people don't understand when you text somebody, you're thinking about what you have to say. It doesn't flow naturally as in a conversation. Correlating into it, I think the problem is problem resolution. And in today's society, white, black, Chinese, New Guinea, problem resolution is always the first thing you do after you have a dispute is, oh, I'm going to knock his teeth out. I'm going to call my uncle. I'm going to shoot you in the face. Over what? Oh, we at the same light. This guy flying by me, flip me the F-bomb. Then we end up at the same next light. You run into another light. Get to the light. Hey, brother, what was that all about? Man, shut up before I shoot you. These are the things that's going on, and, you know, I'm just trying to find the why. Why? Joe Biden hiding? Why is he not addressing the plight of this country? Why are he hiding? Our last president, which nobody really liked, but he was visibly, actively showed his face. This guy, Joe Biden, I don't know what he looked like no more. Do anybody know what Biden looked like? I know he's aged and not gracefully. He's hiding. Children shooting at the camera to a little Dirk record. I'm wondering why. their kid the shooter.
I just want to know why. I'm just trying to find why. I'm just why. Period is my why. Why are parents not parents anymore? Why are their kids just doing what they want to do? And it's instead of taking my when I went to football practice, it was like, yo, if he gets out of the line, whoop his butt. Now, you got the dad coming back after practice like, I heard you curse at my son. I'm going to shoot you in the face. Well, maybe your son needs to get ass whipped. Touch my dad. I'm going to shoot you. But I also thought that it takes a village to raise children. That's what I was always. Well, that's the way I was raised. It's bad out here. It's bad, period. I'm just trying to find out why. I don't have the answers. I'm just trying to get to the why. We start with the why first, then we try to get to some answers. It's just a lot of mean. Why is people so mean? Like, they wake up in the day, wake up in the morning with a scrunch face. Like, you should be happy. Somebody close to you ain't wake up. We want to argue about, you ate my hot dog in the, you ate my hot dog. This is bad. We're living in some serious satanic times. I do know why. I know we are fighting spiritual war against society, and I don't think nobody just don't want to realize it. The devil is winning on earth. And that's my why things are happening the way they're happening. The devil winning. And that's just where we at. Track by the brother O.
Where at? Smack that across your lips, can you talk?
I don't know,
yo, right now, what the fuck was
I
that?
I don't know, but it's on my top lip. Don't crack jokes and pop shit, just get it off my top lip. Or Reggie, you can drop
it. Okay, be still, chill, I'm getting it off the grill.
What?
Some of that pussy you ate this morning from that bitch Jill. But
yeah,
come on, check it. Let's get biz
right
on this record so we can make the dough and make girls like Kiki Chef and get sexy.
All the strain.
Party with machine and no front whip. First class tickets, hotel bitches puffin' mad blunt.
Blunt?
Blunt.
Blunt don't rhyme with open whip.
Who cares what rhymes with it? Long as the funk pump through my bins.
Now you know you don't own the bins.
Yes, I do, and chrome's the trim. Black with a system,
yeah,
when it's hitting, I'm pulling mad skin. With OE sitting in between my lap. And when brothers act up, a gun machine I pack. The original, P-Funker, the jewel, Trunker Bunker. When I'm sexing, my bat is bigger than Eddie Bunker's. Like Madden.
Wait. Can we get on with this tape? Like camera.
Welcome to Rest Tape, may I take your order?
It's a slaughter if you order the hit without the water.
Yeah.
If swallow without the damn water to follow, you might be doing a stupid dance when they granted the Apollo. A rough snap neck, drink OE for crack back, wreck
man,
anything that's wet
with.
When I have
I'm
sex, for instance, I mix with a sound that make your shit brick. Tisk, got musically gifted, terrific. Shot lock, red got crazy knocks and knocks in the pop jar. Got pops and hitters, just watch it, then bridge. I get biz, I use hats, so don't kid. Fuck, I took out more suck.
Wait, hold up.
I don't think I can freak the funk like that. I might have to knock because my afro was like Shaft.
Puffy,
faded quite lovely, and to stuff me, get your game, cause I'm fighting with more power than Chuck D. Chuck D for public enemy?
Yeah, he's a friend of me.
That wanna say brother and
yeah,
sister.
Yeah, but he's no kidding me.
I'm strictly Negro, I freak the style and it goes.
Boom.
It's the time, face now that I got shit style.
Boom.
Put pins and needles and needles and pins. A happy man is a happy man, Zach.
When
grin.
I'm hitting skins, fuck skins. I'm hitting puss when it's fish.
Then eat it when the puss is well cooked.
No.
Up in the air,
know the cab.
Who's in the cab? What the? It's Superman.
Because it's hot as a motherfucker.
Oh.
Word, you doing that?
Red, I'm getting the fuck out of here,
yeah,
man.
Me too.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, will you call for you?
Will you who?
Will you suck my dick?
Oh, yo, fuck you,
big nose bitch. I hate your stupid ass. You're a stupid motherfucker.
So, my next topic is post-COVID. I got a lot of mixed emotions about post-COVID. One is I've noticed everybody, I would say 84% of people that came out of post-COVID and lost their freaking mind. I guess they wasn't, you know, you had to be a real grounded person to be isolated by yourself. And I'm seeing that a lot of people aren't grounded. They are very social people. We all are social people. But it gets to a point of, do you like yourself? And I love myself, so I was actually kind of cool with sitting, being away from a lot of people. But a lot of people can't function. Now they out here acting a goddamn fool, driving at excessive speeds. All I'm seeing is accidents. People, you know, men, testosterone's high. Gen is super high. And it's not really conducive to what's going on. All you pre-or COVID entrepreneurs are bums at the liquor store trying to buy Lucy off an access card. But y'all had $30,000 to $40,000 COVID. Now you ain't got 4 cents. Oh, but what you do have is a new vice that you can't maintain and a gun. And that's a recipe for you to be in two places, Fourth and Green or, you know, post-COVID, that murdering is nothing to anybody. Some of the most egregious things I've been seeing is just somebody flying off the handle with no self-control. And it ends up with somebody laying on the ground with a hole in their head. And I also know that during post-COVID in Philadelphia that nobody wants to admit it, that we've been depoliced, defunded, or whatever they want to call it. You can ride around at 10 o'clock at Philadelphia at night. All you're going to see is Hellcats, Banshees, motorcycles, and no cops. Oh, one. Or you'll see 1,000 cops, but they'll be at the one crime scene. But it'd be like 5, 7, 8, 9 crime scenes, so just where all the cops is at, I guess. So that's what I noticed during post-COVID. I noticed that we are experiencing what we call inflation. That same steak you was buying is not now. Not $3.99 a pound, it's like $8.99 a pound. Well, I was in Jersey the other day, and I seen a bag of potato chips for $2.33. Some Doritos. Unbelievable. So we getting hit with, I guess you ask for money, they give you the money, and they took it back, and now they're going to make us pay for it even more with this inflation. Like, everything's high. Everything. Except for liquor. Notice I said except for liquor. I didn't know the liquor price is still relatively around the same. I'm not a big drinker, but when I do go, I notice that they don't charge you up. From the liquor stores. If you go to a lounge to get something to drink, oh, you're going to pay $20 for a shot of Casamigos. Post-COVID's been a drag. I don't feel any happy times out here during post-COVID. I see a bunch of people looking, grunging up, mean-facing, mugging you, arguing with you in the supermarket about, oh, I was in nine. Excuse me. Oh, I was here at the same time. Would you like to go before me? No, I don't want to. No. With a shopping cart full of little Debbie. So I've been knowing during post-COVID. I know that post-COVID, and they're also trying to bring it like it's coming back. When does it go away, come back, go away, come back? I don't even know. Now we got this new thing called monkeypox. That's real. So is it me or is it? We also getting hit with chemical warfare across this country through government. They're tapping us in all angles. They're trying to get us out of here. All angles. They don't want us reproducing. Us. And we know who us is. Now we got a Similac. I'll get all the guns, dope, drugs, fentanyl, and anything else in this country, but you tell me you can't get baby formula over here? Now, this is going to be a problem. They saying people was really literally taking their kids to the hospital to get fed. Tell me we got... Our babies got to go to the hospital to get fed? Post-COVID sucks. Bad. And everybody on post-COVID waiting around for, again, the government to do something for them. Oh, man, hey, you give us some more money. Huh, man, well, what'd you do with the last bit of money? We all know what you did. They say the Lion the King of Prussia was out the door with niggas. Round the corner at the Louis Vuitton store to buy a shirt and a scarf. But you ain't pay your college kids tuition. I don't know how this thing gonna play. No, you out here buying some Balenciagas. An ounce of loud. So I'm not really feeling post-COVID. People was out here really weird out here. I've never seen so many people just talk reckless, just keep talking reckless, like somebody is not going to punch you in the mouth. The propensity is just bad, and we're in a violent state. All I know is this post-COVID made people that wasn't violent, violent. People that was kind of sane, crazy. People that were already crazy, straitjacket. Community think it's, I got mental issues. I don't want to tell nobody. Well, you should tell somebody. You talk to a professional. Because if you got mental issues, a person that doesn't have mental issues can't help you because they don't know how to diagnose you properly with your mental issues. And it's not a bad stigma. We all grew up with being black in America caused trauma. You're traumatized from that point on. So it's not a knock on somebody who got mental issues, but we don't choose to deal with them. The way we deal with them is, flying off the handle. Stabbing somebody, kicking somebody. Which takes you out of, you're really like unfunctional in society. Because at that particular time, when they put that bracelets on you, you're no good to anybody. You're not no good to your family when the bracelets get put on you because you can't provide for your family when you're on the other side. So this post-COVID is bad. And people just need to go home, get out of the streets. It's not time. This is not party like Prince died. This ain't party like it's 1999. Rest in peace, Prince. But people want to still get out here and party hardy, like the life that, like, you know, Like everything's a joke. Pay their rent. But they got money for Chama Steakhouse, though. So I'm not really liking post-COVID. I'm not liking the energy. The energy is bad. And the landscape, I'm not liking how corporations is doing certain little stuff right now to get over on the citizens of this country. It's just bad. Coupled with social media. And post-COVID, social media is the streets. The new streets. Social media. Talking reckless online, I'm going to smoke you on the op back. Girl, don't come down my block. Come down my block. I'm going to get rah-rah and Larry to shoot you in the face. Shoot you in the face has been my thing because that's all I hear. If somebody talking about they're going to have somebody shoot somebody in the face. Elementary kid school. Elementary kid. Get into a fist fight. The next thing they say out their mouth is I'm going to have my brother and my cousin come shoot you. Well, you're only 10 years old. So this post has been bad on a lot of aspects. And our government's doing nothing about nothing. Just sitting back, waiting, letting all of us just kill each other. That's what they want. So that's what's going on post-COVID. And we got another song by Brother O.
Chillin', relax, I'm back in effect. That's American sermon with a brand new cassette. Just on foil, rich like topsoil. Still loyal, still the MC Grand Royal. I'm still dope, I'm still no joke, I don't care. I'm still wild like Tone Loc. I'm swift, aka a black stallion. Fat herringbone with no medallion. Hello, I still got the same funk flowing, yo. I still get busy like Arsenio. When I rock, I need all the girls with me. So I can be the baby tonight like Whitney. Houston producing the style and make a smile. To make you say, ooh, child. Bust the step, the picture. Frame it, Hall of Fame and hang it so no one can claim it. I rule, bung my style from the boondock. Now my shit pumping the boombox. The rest, my ears are ringing. I can hear some girls singing. Hey, Eric Sermon. Hey. Rock the mic, honey, I love the way you sway. Plus I have a question, drive me crazy. Out of bottom, I'm ill, smooth as Johnny Gill, my, I pack still. So back off, softy, here's an ice cream cone. Put down the microphone, thank you. Right about now, I'm through, I'm ghost like Casper. See you. Fresh in the flesh, the Superman grand slams a new twist. Scoop this, Red Man is milk like 2 cents, I say. Freshly dipped with a 9 and a clip on my hip, money grip, no bullshit. I take tack on small crack, the more that's a ball black. My jaw snap with raps, so get the balls, Jack. Flavor like slave, plus a well-paid owner made with the blade, Mac Daddy of the decade. At a slow rate, I sparkle like Colgate. My dick's name is Shetty, I stab much hoe cake. I don't have a car, but own a pair of Reebok. It gets me where I'm going, until my damn feet stop. On and on like a switch, bust the mix. Yeah, oops, I turn up the pitch. To make me boom, to zoom with the tune. To make the cow jump back over the moon. It's Reggie Noble. Yeah, I'm feeling kinda so-so. I dog you like Toto, make Rudolph nose glow.
right out of sight with the type of hype to make you say, I died on my chiller. Chiller than the ice on vanilla. I kill more kills than the kills from tequila. I'm down with a green earned brother named Eric. Charlie, how you rate this?
Then like Bull Derek.
I'm deeper than a valley. Peace to cool beer, Sally. TMZ, my man Solo, and I'm out.
Okay, Brad, that's what you're worried about. You
ain't worried about getting
them. All right, the wrong shit. Caller
one? All right, they must have
fell out.
All right, we'll put them back on ice. All right, let's keep on going.
All right, yeah, so my last topic is the big picture of what's going on in the world we're living in. And it looks kind of grim from where I'm looking at it. I'm looking at, you know, we're dealing with a lot of chaos and violence. I'm looking at a lot of, it's not going to just be Similac. Similac is this test that they put in when they're going to starve us out on themselves for real. Look at that. Yeah, it started out with some Similac, but it's going to be cornflakes, none. It's going to be meats, none. It's going to be very, very weird. Very weird. I'm looking at even the car manufacturing system, how they really, you know, they're pushing this electric car agenda. Why is that so? Okay, allegedly for the environment. Well, they said, you know, lithium is causing landfills all across out there where they're getting that lithium from. To the point you might just drive one day and go in a lithium, a pet. They've got lithium in across the country. It looks like you're going like at least 80 feet down. That's how far they're digging for this lithium. Well, that's a you know, major issue. It's at an all-time high. And that's crazy when we got Big Brother all around and people still committing heinous crimes. With Big Brother just staring there watching you. But because it's illegal to walk around in 90-degree weather with a hoodie on and a mask, it's legal. You don't look like you're out of place in society with a mask and a hoodie on in 90-degree weather. These young boys are like, oh, bet it is open season. They're hanging out at the gas station with three or four of them with a mask on waiting to jack you for your car. Or, you know, put some slugs in you for your $30 that you got in your pocket. So the big picture is not looking great for America unless we start changing. And we got the power to change it. We just we're not exerting our power because, you know, when it's election time, they'll hit us with, hey, you puppets, go smack him in the face. Unless I had that running across social media for 2 months. They'll be distracted. They don't care about us changing these laws right in front of their face on C-SPAN. Now, worry about that. If they got the people in place to do certain stuff. Millions and millions of billions of dollars. Why would we keep the power of Bank of America? But you could be 35 cents short, and they'll give you $35 overdraft fee. Go to Bank of America, ask them for a loan. I'm backed up on my mortgage. I'm like, Dad, yeah, we got a loan for you. Security, that's your loan. So the bigger picture is we got to actually come together, and it ain't got to do it. It's really like people starting to not got to understand. It's classism, not racism. I'm starting to see what's going on in America. not just it is they don't like us. But when you black and you got some of their type money, they treat you some they treat you different. Middle class individual in society, period, they try and knock you off. There's really no upward. Remember, you could jump from lower middle class to upward middle class. There ain't no jumping, it's no jumping. You're going to be stuck where you at. They make it harder for the business. These corporations make it so much harder for young entrepreneurs to even open up a business. And then when you do, like, who wants to be near a Walmart? And you opening up a electronics store. You don't want to be 10 to 15 mile radius of that. I ain't going to give that black man that money for that TV that costs an extra $10, $15. I'm going to Walmart. Getting the Walton family's damn near trillionaires. So the bigger picture is to us, we got to stick together. And, I mean, that's just the bottom line. And we don't. We're so divided. Because we keep trying to live the white man dream. Keep living their dream. This is a thing that's going to keep happening. Keep trying to live in their world. And they don't want us in their world. Keep running next to, moving next to somebody who don't want you near them. Now, you go move next to Karen. See what Karen got for you. Police on you every day for nothing. But we so twisted mentally, you know, who wants to live next to Rah-Rah? Who got chicken bones on his outside lawn? Rah-Rah come home late night, don't even go in the house, he pee on his grass. To learn how to, we got to reprogram ourselves and re-educate ourselves that that's not the way to live. The ignorance is not the way to live. Shooting is not the way to live. We are at a rate in Philadelphia that we are really committing genocide. On average, still on average percentage. Let me give you statistics that are sickening to me. In 2019, 470 murders. 2020, 486 murders. 2021, 509. 2022, we already at 280. With the summer months ahead of us. So, if it rounds out to be 600 murders, just do the numbers in my head. That's 1,700 plus murders in 2021, in 4 years. If you go by boroughs in the city, that are predominantly black, we on average are killing ourselves off. I know for a fact it's not 1,700 people that, I know for a fact it ain't 1,700 people that live in Nicetown. I know for a fact then up here in my Mount Airy, Germantown, maybe about 3,200 people. West Philly, we say 4,000. North Philly, between 2,800, 2,900. Kensington, that live in Kensington, but that's from Kensington, 1,900. So each year, we commit genocide. And that's the scary part about everything that's going on. We are wiping each other out. That's our big picture. We as a race We don't need Billy Bob from West Virginia and his, you know, white sheep people to do anything. They like, man, we ain't got to do nothing. But keep having our gun shows and let them come around and get their guns. We gonna sit back up here and drink our beer and marry my cousin. A show to these people. And this show, they like, man, we ain't nowhere near that goofy activity that got going on. I ain't going nowhere near them. So when the National Guard comes here soon, because that's how Biden's going to handle it, it's going down. He ain't said nothing. Really, we in for a rude awakening when the National Guard comes, because they're coming. And they're coming soon. I seen them mounting up about 3 months ago on I-95 doing a test run of how they going to come. Like, what? 6 o'clock in the morning looking like, is that thing, the severity? They all like, oh, yeah, we need we don't want martial law. Martial law is a whole different ballgame. Because martial law is this. Hey, put that TV down. You keep running with that TV, it's legal for them to shoot you in the back. Hey, stop fighting. Y'all continue to punch on each other, they're going to light you up. So we need to be careful at how we treat each other, how we even come in contact with each other. You know, from the great Nellie Fuller, I think what he said was apropos, and I'm going to keep saying it. If it stays that we are right now, black people need to stay up. If you ain't got no business with a black person or y'all not really immediate family, we need to stay away from each other at all costs. Avoid each other at all costs until we can come together. Because we already killing each other off every time we come in contact with each other, a stranger. Something go down where as though it's violent. Something go down with somebody, family members being lost. So to avoid that, at least so we can preserve lives, we need to stay away from each other. Call your girlfriend up or your homie up and just get on the phone talking, backbiting somebody and about nothing. Don't get on the phone to argue about, hey, man, I didn't like the fact that you didn't call me back earlier today. What? So we arguing about? So I think we really do. The bigger picture for the black society, we stay away from each other until we can come together. Get away from each other. Maybe if we stay away from each other, then we can survive. Because at this particular junction, we're not surviving. We're not even existing. We barely existing. And this is they plan to knock us off anyhow. It's the world. It's the shadow government's plan to depopulate the world. Nobody knows. They only want 500,000 people on the earth. That's all they want. So that's the big picture. We need to not get away far away from their depopulation plan, brother O. Election?
No, man. We do have a caller on queue. And call number two, you're live right now with Derek Gibson and the Coach's Corner. And then I'll play my track.
That's fine.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Coach? Peace.
Hey.
How you doing?
Peace. What's up, bro?
Nothing much, man. Just enjoying what your presentation is so far. Just want to add on to the build. It's like you know, it's always been a us and them anyway. And to spread the good news, no matter how hard they tried, and trust me, they tried everything. It's in their history book. That they're trying to do a job that you just can't do, no matter how much they try. But for the incarnated black devils that's been here for a long time, those are the ones that we have to look out for. And unfortunately, some of them have been born in our own families. We have married some of them. And these are the ones that don't care. It's funny that you're talking about what you're talking about tonight, because next week I'm putting a call out there, Revenge of the Fathers Revisited. There was a time that especially as black men, as fathers and real men, that we used to be feared. And now I feel for a lot of the young sisters that who want a black man in their life in particular. You know, you love who you want to love. But in order for us to be able to, you know, continue to be who and what we are, a lot of these young sisters are getting abused and all kind of things is happening. You get what I'm saying? So we have to not only guard ourselves against, and I always said it, the enemy is an enemy. You know, you don't really have a one particular skin color when it comes to an enemy. And a lot of times we have been pretty much making noise when Caucasians have did all kind of things to us and continue to do all kind of things to us, right, and have been looking, letting the black ones get off the hook. Those days is over. We got to stop allowing ourselves to be killed by any enemy in any form. And so I appreciate, you know, what you're sharing tonight. And trust me, we're tag teaming on this one here because I'm coming back next week. And it's going to be a series that I'm going to be running pretty much for the rest of my career.
Hey, brother, we need it. You know we need it. You know it's love. I love you over here, bro.
Hey, you know I got nothing but love for you, man. You know, but if you can, if you're not busy, come on back, man. This is, you know, these messages here is definitely going to get a lot hot, man. You know, that way, you know, like I say, we got to stop letting those other people come off the hook. And also, let me say this, too, because I said this in my interview. And conveniently, when we start revealing certain truths, here's the truth that was deleted. Our people have all kind of faith, man, but we got to do something more than just having faith in something. We have been allowing ourselves to be killed for too long, okay? And, you know, it's good to have faith, all of that as well, but we're not supposed to be fools. We have every right to protect ourselves and each other, every right. You know, so you got to stop being so busy. And when our enemies show up like they did up in Buffalo, New York, you got to be prepared, duly prepared and ready for that.
That's true.
Stop them in their tracks. Stop them in their tracks. You get what I'm saying? No excuses. All right. So anyway, love you.
That was the Hall of Famer talking.
Yo, this is for motherfuckers that talk that sellout shit.
Watch my hand.
James Brown, plus I get down, but for now I rhythm and funk makes you hump like Technotronic, I'll make the jam pump. Go to the finish when I freak the fly gimmick like without eating my damn spinach, cause when I'm on the road, that's when Red Man starts. Round off backflip cartwheel. I know when my afro grows, that mean more rhymes to flow, but I continue on the menu and send you on a jam that earthquakes the whole damn venue. It's like this, it's like that, I won't slack, I pack more steel than a cock pack blackjack. Word is bomb, the quiet song broke your arm when I sound off from here all the way to Hong Kong. Drop pound for pound, just go down and strut. Yo, E, what's that funk mode? Let the rough cut cut your ear. Hit squash the crew, I'm 22 and Bex the beer. Float like Muhammad, roll on like Secret. Me rip the crowd in half on a sneak tip. Too they crumble, too humble for you to stumble. I sing like a baby while the others bumble. Doom, dong, dong, the doom, dong, ding. Extremely wild like the hair on Don King. Cause I kick the mold to make your brain explode. It's the huck, the funk, now I'm known around the globe. So buckle up, hush up, while I freak the funk to get down with the sound. Grab my bow, Zach, and I freeze now. Freeze now. On your mark, get ready, get set, let's go with the flow to jet like Delta or Jesse O. Wins with the bins, I clean my front lens with a system, then I caught it, they're in 10-10. Without without question. I'm flexy when I'm sexing, wicked when I kick it like a Tribe Called Questin'. The rude red man ripped backbones and hits to bits. This splits you from your wrist to your armpit. But true indeed, since Pops dropped the seed, I knew I'd be the funkiest brother that ever bleed. Rough and rugged, more nuggets in the bucket than some dumb dollars. And yes, red man love it, pound for pound. I throw down to make you strut. Yo, E, what's that funk mode?
Yeah, we're going to show my final thoughts of, you know, my topics tonight. Like I said, I don't have the answers to the why, but the whys are, you know, very important that we pay attention to some of the whys that I brought to the, you know, the forefront about, you know, what's going on. Why are these things happening? Why are there? And I want to say rest in peace and my prayers to the families of those that were affected by the mass shootings in this country. Really bad. Like I said, those are part of the whys. We got to pay attention to the whys. And we also need to pay attention to remember where we were at before COVID, and let's remember where we're at after COVID, or where we at as a country, where we at as a people, where we at, you know, in life. And seeing how life is just totally being, you know, different. And I don't think it's a good way. I think they lining up to start messing with that Constitution with us. Now take some of our rights away from us right under our noses. And that's bad. And again, let's stay abreast of what the bigger picture is. Like I said, the bigger picture is that we got to come together as people and do better and treat each other as one. And we can go into the Goosey time.
Well, first of all, I love what Coach Gibson said tonight. First of all, I'm going to go into the whys, and I'll be very brief. First of all, in stimulus, he's just talking about the black nation in America, in stimulus checks. You know, they say that, you don't go by numbers. I think we have more than the numbers they say. They say it's only 18 million of us. I don't believe that. I think it's more than that. But out of that, you give 18 million people, imagine. 18 million people, money, okay, money, and you give that $1,200 stimulus. Some people got more than that. Just going to the $1,200 stimulus, guys, right there. That's $21 trillion. What did we do? $21 trillion, and that's not. People got more than that. People had kids. Some people maxed out. And then you folks that did the PUA, and I know five people, two in my family. I hate to say this. I'm ashamed. Two in my family were going to do federal time because of PUA. You didn't even have no due salon, and you got $30,000 from PUA. Coach is right. They're coming to get you. So it's like Red Man would say, coming at you. But, you know, then we look at, definitely, I felt what Pony Bakatoon, I think, Derek and I definitely concur. I'm a gun owner. No problem. When I go into any store now, I was always alert anyway, but I'm on hyper alert now. I'm listening. Getting my groceries. Doing what I'm doing. I'm listening. Cocking back. I'm listening. My stick is on ready to make sure that someone doesn't hurt my people or hurt me or my family. You got to be on go. Make sure you're protecting your people, man, when you go out shopping. You don't know. When you're in the malls, you don't know. Stay on guard. Stay ready. Because the life you save might be your own. So I agree wholeheartedly with what the Hall of Famer said tonight. Hall of Fame two times, Julie Bakatoon. You know, it's very important. We lost our minds. We really have lost our minds. I'm going to shoot you in the face. No way in the world a 10-year-old kid is saying this. But that's what we do. We glorify ignorance. We're the only set of people in the world, the African-American, American-African, whatever you want to call us, colored folk, Negroes, blacks, that glorify ignorance. Our music. I was talking to some kids, and Derek, thank you for the time. I'm not going to hold Derek. But I got to say this. I'm talking to a bunch of young ladies, and they're like, well, oh, I just love this. You know, I'm a DJ, so I know all the new music that come out. This guy by the name of Leaf Ward. Talk about nothing but, you know, just demonic practices. Oh, I love that song. Oh, my God. Our young women, our kids have a lot of self-esteem issues where you glorify a guy talking about killing and murdering somebody else on the block. He all that, yo. How is he all that? Where's the parenting? And I don't want to hear the good parenting anymore. I don't want to hear it. We make excuses. There are a lot of good kids who are not thugs. They outnumber the ones that are doing it. Thank God, because if all our kids were thugs, then all our kids would be dead. So don't believe the hype. There's still more kids in college than are in prison. They'll lie to you and tell you that's not true. All our kids, man, they got good kids to go home. And some of our kids, man, I don't know how it is, man, you know, to grow up in this society. I did the best I could to raise my child. He's successful. Thank God. But there's a lot of parents out there that have raised their children successfully. Thank God. But it takes parenting. And I don't want to hear the excuse that you work all the time. No, we got FaceTime now. So your face will be right in the place. What you doing? Where you at? Go home. So we have the technology. We have the capability. Don't tell me you can't tell your kid. You call your kid, and your kid lives under your roof, and he don't answer the phone, then that phone is taken. What do you mean? Simple conversation. Are you paying bills? This is my phone I allow you to use. It's extension of what I do. So if I'm at work, what have you, I'm tired of these parents making excuses. You have FaceTime. You have Duo. Call. What's up? What you doing? Where you at? I'm definitely a big proponent of making sure that you have locations on your children on your phones. Please, put the location in. So if something happens, you know where that child is. So if you need to get to that child or call somebody, now whatever you do, you know your child is at this part. There's no turning off the location. How dare you when I pay for the phone? Now, you out of my house, you doing what you need to do? Then, hey, man, I ain't got nothing to say. Man, you man, girl, whatever, girl, whatever you call yourself. That's it. But you're out of here. But as long as you're here, you're going to abide by my rules. I got to know where you are. That's all. I don't care. You know, when you grow and you're responsible, I get it. But still, grown responsible kids get caught up in situations. As a parent, you need to know exactly where your child is. I've been saying this since 2013. I've been doing this since 2013. The only person that knows the really true story is Antonia Bass. We've both been here since 2013. And I've been saying this, and the people who have been here knowing me saying this a lot, is do you know where your children are right now? There's no excuse your child telling you when you're paying for the phone that, oh, I turn off the look. What? You turn off the location? What you talking about, bro? What do you mean you turn off the location? And my phone that I really are loaning to you to use. At this time of night, I'm going to care what you, I don't care if it's summertime. It's not the same as I grew up in the 70s. Me and Bro Derek Gibson, we grew up in a different time, man. Me and Hoodie Bobby Tune grew up in a different time. Me and Ansel Tyler Smith grew up in a different time. Me, Sarah Strip grew up in a different time. Right? We go out and hang out. You can go down the street and not have to worry about nothing. Come back around the corner and go back in the crib. Now you got to hang out with your stroller as a teenager. Are you kidding me? And then you got the teenager have this mentality. You can't even chill because you don't know if your teenage friend is a lunatic. Like Coach said, man, we lost our minds. Just like Farrakhan said years ago. We're raped of our religion, our God, and even some of us even lost our minds. It is more true today than ever. Tomorrow night, we come out of here on WBNN with our sister, Bessie the Truther. And, of course, tomorrow night, the ending tribute to Malik Elhaj Shabazz tomorrow, Mr. Malcolm X. And it'll still be the front porch right here, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time right here at WBNN. And, of course, in Ingozy time, multimedia, we have advertising. And, of course, we're at Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter and Ingozy underscore time, as well as all of the Malay goes here, Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programming tonight? Ole de lay. That goes with my gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ole Dele Malay goes here, saying goodnight and love. To all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on the constant basis. Now, if you're looking for Saturday programming, you can get cataracts if you never find it, because we're not doing Saturday shows anymore. I moved two hosts into two different positions. So if you're looking for those other hosts, well, they'll be back at a theater near you. Now, let's go to the coach. Hey, knuckleheads, huddle up for the next 2 minutes of the program.
Huddle up, huddle up. Great show tonight. You know, thank you for all the support out there across the country. You guys, you know, I know I'm a little overwhelmed with some of my topics, and you guys acting like y'all scared to get on the line, but that's fine. As long as you're listening. Listening. And my prayers go out to everybody. Stay safe. See y'all next time. Peace.